I'm Mike Albans with Montana News. Last month, Uber drove into Big Sky Country. The worldwide private ride-hailing company started service in Butte, Bozeman, Helena, Billings, Missoula, and Great Falls. That's giving locals a shot at a new income stream and residents more choices for public transportation.
Boom! They are only like 3 blocks away. Let's do this.
That pinging sound is unfamiliar to most Montanans. It's the digital signal of an Uber driver being called for a passenger pickup. Jared Brocksterman hopes to hear a lot of it in the future. He started driving with Uber 4 weeks ago in Missoula, and he couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I love it. I can't complain at all. Let's turn her on. Online.
I rode along with Brocksterman on a recent night shift as he cruised the downtown bar scene waiting for fares.
So now we are just waiting for someone to request a ride.
He says it's been an interesting 3 weeks.
I picked up these 4 drunk bikers from a hotel about 2:30 in the morning, and I drove them a block through the Taco Bell drive-thru because they wanted Taco Bell.
And then you just brought them back to the hotel?
Yep. I drove them through. They ordered about $80 worth of Taco Bell, and I drove them a block back to their hotel.
Uber recruits local drivers with their own cars willing to pick up passengers dispatched through a cell phone. Drivers can work as much or as little as they want, earning up to 80% commission on fares in exchange for covering their own expenses, like insurance, gas, and maintenance. Drivers must be at least 21 and pass a criminal background check.
Yeah, they got to make sure that you're, not a felon or nothing like that, and you have nothing violent or some creeper.
Brocksterman recently left his delivery job to take up the Uber offer.
I saw this, I'm like, I can do it when I want to. I can make as much money as I want to. And I'm driving anyway, so it's nothing new,
Uber drivers get paid mostly by the ride with no guarantees of monies earned. They are considered outside contractors, not direct employees of the company, which has become an issue with some drivers across the country. Things like unemployment insurance, reimbursement, and overtime do not exist in the Uber world. But for Brocksterman, the ability to create his own schedule and the company's guaranteed premiums for working certain days and times outweighs any negatives. Here in Montana, those guaranteed premiums have been around $18 an hour, about double the average for a taxi driver or chauffeur here, according to recent state figures.
Heck yeah, you can't beat $18 an hour in Missoula, Montana.
And Brocksterman is thinking long term.
Now that the university is classes are about to go in session, it's going to just explode. It's going to get big. I don't think there's going to be enough drivers to accommodate all the riders.
Uber took a while to make it to Montana. Representatives Ellie Hill Smith, a Missoula Democrat, and Culbertson Republican Austin Knudsen mounted a 2-year fight in the legislature to bring Uber here. According to Hill Smith, there was some pushback from local taxi companies.
Basically, the current taxi cab services in Missoula particularly had a monopoly, and they basically had a competitor's veto on anyone trying to start a new cab company, and so we had to change the law in Montana to allow for there to be free market competition in trying to get a ride.
The company faces protests from local cab companies who say they're being priced out because they're under stricter licensing and regulatory costs than Uber, and that Uber doesn't have regulated prices like they do. Other cabbies say drivers may underestimate the amount of work and cost that goes into transportation. After 3 weeks on the streets, however, Representative Hill thinks it's going pretty well.
Everyone's very happy, it seems. I've been getting lots and lots of phone calls.
Stacy Hunt, a businesswoman in Missoula, has taken Uber in many cities across the country.
It's quick and efficient, and the drivers are always very pleasant.
Hunt says she's grateful that it's landed in Montana.
I've been in Missoula for about 8 years, and I've been using taxi services here the entire time. I've used both Yellow, and there was another, I think it's Green Taxi, and both were difficult to get on time. I'm excited that Uber is here because I think it creates a bit more of a competitive market, and they've been, so far I've used them once, and it was fast and cheap.
Sometimes you can kind of see them pick up their phone, so.
Hello?
Hey, Rebecca?
Yes.
This is Jared, your Uber driver. I'm just calling to see if you're on the front street.
According to Brocksterman, there's about 8 to 10 steady drivers so far here in Missoula, mostly in the downtown area, and rides are growing steadily. For Montana News, I'm Mike Albans.